are increasing, you know, so, and I'm unable to rent those units. So, you know, as a small business, I think right. the county should put me, you know, some way, you know, if it's $300 increase on each unit, you know, at least they can cut it down to half, like, which means 150, you know, break, you know. If I get a 150 break, I would be really, you know, I think I will push myself. Right. And I have six units, you know, so it's not just one unit I can. So I really, this is my point of view, you know. And like I said, you know, if I get a break for 2 to 3 years, I will hopefully be established the place, you know, much, you know, I'm very positive. I will get a good renters and I would not have any an issue, you know, and then if the property tax go up or stay the same, it'll be great. So that's
Jim, again, we appreciate you being a business person in Taney County, and we feel for you, but what we're allowed to do under the statute and the income issues with the property is not something that we generally can consider unless there's an income approach done, but you have to provide documentation to the assessor's office, and I'm not sure that they do that for these kind of properties anyway, but you could potentially present that to the state tax commission if you wanted to do so. There's been a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
Clarification for the record, to deny all six BOE, right? Yes.
That would be correct. I'm sorry. That would be
what document?
BOE 29 through 34.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Jim, we can't, we've had one board member abstaining, but we can't see a basis based on what you presented here to reduce the value, and we've had a motion to deny, and we have seconded that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motions are denied on these six properties. Jim, you're going to get a decision on these six properties. You can take it to the State Tax Commission. We're sorry we couldn't help you, but we're really not allowed to consider the income approach on this particular property. We're looking at fair market value, and these are under what you could even build them for. So, okay.
All right.
I appreciate you, your appeal, and have a good day. Talk to you.
Yep.
Yeah, I hung it up. Okay. We have
two left.
Am I right that we only have focus on the family?
Yes.
Okay. Are there two? You guys haven't seen this. I'm going to give you, I think both of these packets may be the same.
There's two parcels. So.
And they're both used for these marriage seminars.
Are they the lodges, the little cabins?
They're little cabins.
So I think you handed me a letter on this earlier, though, right? And I think in this letter, it said that these would have been removed from exemption in 2023. Am I reading that correctly?
It's what? I would have removed them in 2023, but they sent their packet in after the books closed, and so I wasn't able to do that. Or we would have heard from them before this. So
okay.
We did go out and reassess it, like I said, in 23, but I didn't pull them off because we didn't hear back from them, and it was just sort of, but because they had filled it out for that and I denied it, that's why it's being pulled this time. Because I didn't feel like we had time to send them an impact notice, but that wasn't our fault. Again, we sent the packet soon enough, they just didn't return it.
So nobody's responded?
No. They didn't send their packet in.
In 2023.
In 2023, they didn't send the packet in for tax exempt because we were going to pull them then. And they didn't mail their packet until June 30th. We received it in July. And it was too late to send impact notices and everything for what we had done. So that's why I did it this year, even though it's a non-assessment year. But they should have come off in 23. And I'm not asking you to go back and charge them for 23, but I just don't think that they meet the criteria. And also, now they did pay in 2010, and then they've got somebody to give them tax exemption, and you saw, I think, something in one of the paperwork things. So, but I don't think they meet.
Are the properties themselves in the name of?
They're in the name of Focus on the Family.
They're in the name of what? Of Focus on the Family.
Mm-hmm. And if you bring up the parcels, one of them is actually pretty much vacant land. The other one is all the cabins and all that stuff. And that's another thing. Typically, on a tax exempt, you know, we tell churches or whoever, I don't know if this is on a line that can't be melded together, but typically we tell them if it's all the same name, put it all under one parcel so that it can all be, you know, tax exempt, because vacant land is not supposed to be tax exempt either.
Well, it depends on the use of the vacant land, and but you know, I don't know what that is in this case. But is that vacant, that section right there that they've got, is it that we've got up there on the screen, is it vacant?
I'll have to look and see if there might be one building on it. I have to look.
There is not. I know that property well.
Oh. There is not?
There is not a building on that property.
Okay. Yeah, that, and they're appealing that parcel and
the other.
And the other parcel.
Yeah, they're adjacent to each other.
Yeah. Their plan is to build on that property, but they have not yet.
Yeah. Okay, well, we need to have that discussion when we talk to them, but
I have a question on this. Is this a foreign nonprofit?
I don't know. I haven't read it recently.
Well, I'm reading the corporate division certificate of authority, and it says foreign nonprofit, and it says it in here twice.
It was probably a
granted to foreign.
It's probably
nonprofit.
Granted in another state.
Laws of California. Okay.
It was probably formed in another state. Yeah. Yeah. All right, is this the only two things we have left on the docket today?
Correct.
Okay. I hate to do this, but I'm going to take another couple-minute break. Be in recess.